This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us, producer, podcaster, and a really funny lady, to be honest, Josie Steele. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Your latest podcast, I just called to tell you a joke. It's these beautiful little snapshots where you call people that you love, acquaintances, friends as well, and just tell them a joke. It's very simple, yet really eye-opening as well. What started off the idea for you?
At the beginning of kind of all of the craziness that is now, you know, we're all going into lockdown, everyone was feeling really nervous. And it was just, I found a couple of people gave me a call kind of early on, just friends out of the blue saying, hi, how are you? And it was just so nice to kind of talk to someone when we all felt, I think, really isolated at the beginning. And so I kind of had this idea that it would be nice to call everyone, like somebody every day, and just kind of try and make them cheerful for a bit. And then I thought it might be a nice thing for other people to hear as well. Just kind of a little tiny conversation where the only point is to make someone laugh or groan because the jokes are so bad. Yeah.
And you're about 70 or so episodes in, and I love,
I know.
It's amazing you've been able to stick with it that long, but I love how excited some of your friends get at being on the list and being the ones that you call. What have some of their responses been like when you do actually ring?
It's been really nice. So at the beginning, it was very much like I said, oh, hi, you know, I'm calling for this new thing, and people were a bit dubious, a bit suspicious, I think, to get phone calls. But as it's been going on, people who've been listening or kind of have heard about it are just really excited to get a call and be involved. And yeah, it's been really, really nice, a really lovely response when I've been calling people. It's great.
Do you think it's warming up people for the idea of longer, extended phone calls maybe? Because when I listen, you can hear people are very tentative to actually pick up, even though your name presumably pops up on their phone.
They're
quite surprised that it's not a text message.
I know. Well, as millennials, phone calls are terrifying. So I think, but I love phone calls. I've always been, you know, a pick up the phone rather than send, you know, 18 text messages in a row. I'm always one to pick up the phone and have a chat. So I'm kind of hoping this loosens everybody up to being happy to chat on the phone again, because it's such a nice way to stay in touch, and it's so much more personal than text messages, I think. So yeah, I'm hoping this, you know, starts a revolution in my friend and family group to do more phone calls.
Yeah, and look, it's very real time. You can't, you know, pop someone, you can't sort of like wait half an hour to reply. It's like you either take the call and answer, or it just drops off the voicemail. So there's
exactly
immediate connection. And I mean, the jokes that you're telling, I tried to share one with my boss, and I feel like I got the audible eye roll, and he wasn't sort of ready for it. What are the jokes been that have been your favorite?
I actually love the ones that get like groans or just like that kind of laugh where you know the person's just like exasperated laughing. Those are actually my favorites. I mean, I'm not trying to tell amazing jokes on this podcast. I'm really going for proper dad jokes, because everybody, you know, gets them, and everybody loves them, even if they say they hate them. And you know, everybody knows some dad jokes. So I'm not going for highbrow humor here. So, I mean, just simple jokes, I think, are the best ones. Yeah.
Have you got a knock-knock joke you can share with us?
Oh, a knock-knock joke.
Or any. You can pick any joke you love.
Okay. My favorite joke that I've told is this one. What's ET short for?
I don't know.
So what's ET short for? You go, oh, it's extraterrestrial. But yes. No, he's short because he's short because he's got little legs. It's a real brain tickler.
I should have given you a better response. I should have said extraterrestrial. No, I'm sorry.
I told you my favourite ones are the ones where people absolutely give me nothing.
Well, I actually thought, I'm like, well, isn't it extraterrestrial? But that mustn't be the answer, so I'll let you do whatever.
No, exactly. Hang on, I'll give you another one.
Okay.
Why does a chicken coop have two doors?
Oh, they can choose whichever entrance they want?
No, if it had four doors, it would be a chicken sedan.
No, that one's genuinely good. I like that one.
Okay, great, good.
I'm glad. That one. We'll save that one.
Okay, great.
But getting a good laugh during tough times, that I feel like truly is the best medicine. For you, what do you feel like the role of this whole experience has been for you personally? How's it impacted your pandemic experience?
It's just been, I think this has genuinely been what's kind of got me through with any semblance of good humour, because it's such a nice thing to to have an opportunity to talk to someone and be cheerful once a day. Like, I'm not calling someone and being like, oh, have you heard the news, or how you feel? Like, I'm just calling someone to say, hey, I'd like to tell you something that might be funny and might not be, and just to check in on you. And it's just been, you know, it's just a great reason to connect with someone for no other reason than happiness, you know? And I know that sounds kind of naff, but it's just been really lovely.
No, but it is nice, because some of the friends that you've called, they're nursing mums, they're busy professionals. There was even one friend, I think it was Xavier, that said he actually just needed a joke right now, you know.
He sounded desperate, didn't he?
Yeah. And, you know, you just got the opportunity to really lift their day. So I think it has, a huge impact. Have you found that it's prompted conversations after the fact? Do you get a call back from anybody?
All the time. I get texts from people, you know, after we hang up on the joke phone call, I get texts and they say, oh, thank you so much for calling, that was such a lovely thing. And then they'll write to me once the episode's gone up, because I write a little blurb about each person. So when I publish the episode where I call someone, I write a little blurb about them, either about how we met or something they do, why I love them. And people have really responded to that as well. You know, they write and say, oh, thank you, that's so lovely, and this made me really happy. And yeah, it's just been really nice. And then also people just writing and saying they're loving the podcast. And like, it's like 2 minutes a day where you just get to kind of be cheerful for, you know, 2 minutes. That's all it needs. And it just kind of gives you just a different kind of outlook on the day, hopefully.
Yeah, it's a little burst of fun and a change of perspective. And people listening, I think one of the great gifts you've given people is to know that the joke doesn't have to be highbrow. It can just be something fun. It can be a Christmas cracker kind of joke. Yeah. And that's an absolute compliment. So for the people who listen and think, how do I become funny? How do I tell a good joke? What do you think the secret is?
Okay, the secret is not minding if people don't laugh. You can't be offended if people don't laugh at you. Just, you've got to move on. And my other tip is, if you're going for a slightly longer joke, you know, with a setup, like I went to the doctor the other day and blah, 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 personalize it a little bit. So you say, this weird thing happened to me the other day, or I went out to dinner the other night, because then suddenly your friends or family members are thinking about you in that situation. So when the silliness comes, they're kind of more amused, if that makes sense, than they would have been before.
Yes, they're really leaning in, and I suppose they care more about the payoff. And then the you know, the penny drops and they go, oh, it was all just a joke.
Exactly. And that's even though I'm calling people and saying like, hi, can I tell you a joke? Sometimes they still get sucked into the story and then they get surprised, and that's really nice too.
It's a real gift. It's precious. And I know that this is going to, you know, it's provided a little sweet moment for a lot of people in life. So I'm going to add my name to the list of people that you can call if you'd like to.
Would love that.
Tell Please. A joke. I know that you say that it's people that you love, but maybe it can just be acquaintances. I think that could also count.
Well, I'm going to be honest, eventually I'm going to run out of people who I already know. So I would absolutely love to add you to the list of people to call. That would be brilliant.
Yeah, I was very impressed that you had 70 or so friends you could call. So well done on being the most popular lady in Sydney.
I'm very, very lucky. Thank you.
And Melbourne and beyond, I suppose. But Josie, thank you so much for chatting with us. Really appreciate your time.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.